So baby, kick off your shoes and turn on your radio.
Bringing you the latest and best in blues, this is Blues Beat with Jeff Pegler.
It's like a built-up pressure, I feel way deep down. Makes me sick to searching, going all over town. When I get that feeling, and you're not around, it's like a thunderstorm comes crashing to the ground. And to take my chances, let your tree remember me. Take outside circumstances just to get what's in between. When I get that feeling, ain't nothing new. It's like a thunderstorm and the rain I need is you. Well, I tried to get by. And I keep on doing without. It's the same old situation like it was before. Got to share you with another man, and it cuts me to the core. Middle of the desert, where the air is hot and dry. Got to make it through the weather before I lay down and die. When I get that feeling, not much left to say. It's like a thunderstorm, it's about to head your way.
G'day, hi, and welcome to Blues Beat. I'm Jeff Pegler with you for the next hour here, playing the latest and best in blues. And we kicked off there all the way from Tucson, Arizona. We heard Black Cat Bones with When I Get That Feeling. That's from their album Tattered and Torn. We got lots coming up. Let's get into it. Here's Lazy Eye with title track of their new album, Whiskey and Gin. Welcome to Blues Beat.
She said, pay your rent, boy, by the end of the week. You're out on the bones of your butt in the street. I called up a few of my friends that could play Johnny guitar, a harmonica, Ray. It's true. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have a rent party starting at 8, so we pay that old landlord the money that's late.
Fire of a pauper's curse. Glad me if you have no money, then stole a gun and robbed a store to feed and clothe this girl. Bonnie said, two can do better in this bitter, wicked world. Clyde, there's no depression, it's deception, and that's flat. The poor keep getting thinner while the rich keep getting fat. Now I've had my share of hunger and raggedy in the rain. It's time those lying bastards had their fair share of the pain. Clyde sat down and thought about it and knew that she was right. He knew too that one dark day they'd go down in a fight. Machine gun bullets, they pledge a bloody trice and lead the lies to journalists who've mastered that device. They took what and when they wanted, like the robber barons do. When rich men steal, it's not a crime that turns for me and you. A bullet riddle license plate shows how they chose to go. From a miserable existence they had no use for anymore. A pitiful subsistence they thought it best to trade. A short but merry life of crime and an outlaw's escapade. You ask who recounted this tale to me, and if the story's true, a stranger on a train told me, I don't know any more than
Sugar Blue there with a little ditty about none other than Bonnie and Clyde. Some great playing, and especially Sugar Blue's harmonica there. That's from his new album, Colours. Here's Lucky Oceans and Jeff Lang from Lucky's new album, Purple Sky. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Thank you.
ever seen a robin wee. When leaves began to die, that means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Playing the blues on Blues Beat with Jeff Pegler. Miss Motor City, 1963. Jim Roberts and the Resonance there from their just released album, A Month of Sundays. Coming up shortly, we'll be chatting with Matty T. Wall, Perth blues guitarist, singer-songwriter, and he's got a new album out. More about that soon, but first up, here are the Streamliners. Good Thing from their album, Kicking Back the Blues. You're with the Blues Beat.
I have a good thing going, and it's always on the mind. I have a good thing going, and it's always on my mind. It's a love that keeps on growing. It's carefree, generous and kind. Find that it's all just a
Welcome to Perth blues guitarist and singer, songwriter and bandleader, Matty T. Wall.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good, good.
I believe you've got a new album out. Is this your third album?
Yeah, this is the third album. This is Trans-Pacific Blues Volume 1. But it's probably more of a side project for me, but it's been received pretty well, actually.
Yeah, excellent. And it's a collaboration with a number of other artists?
Yeah, basically it's a blues jam album, and I got the inspiration from one of my biggest inspirations for blues guitar, which was Gary Moore, and what he did with Still Got the Blues, you know. He got some amazing artists on that, you know, and I thought doing a blues jam album would be fun, and, you know, managed to get some pretty amazing guitar players on there.
Yeah, and it certainly sounds like it. Your two previous albums, so what you're saying is this is a side project to previously you had Blue Skies in 16 and Sidewinder in 2018.
That's correct, yeah. So they're more original, sort of showing the original sound that I want to go for, whereas this is just a fun sort of thing. I feel that because of my influences, they're quite disparate. You know, like I love blues, but I also love heavy metal and that sort of music as well. So I need to come back to the blues every now and then to get my roots.
Yeah, sure.
And I felt doing that with this album was the perfect excuse to just have a do a blues jam with some guys. And yeah,
yep.
I'm very happy with how it turned out.
And I note it's called Volume 1, so Volume 2 is going to continue on in the same vein?
I think so. So, you know, like I was saying, coming back to my roots, you know, I think it's something I'm going to need to keep coming back to. So I'm not sure when Volume 2 is going to come out. It might not be the next release from me. I might do a full original thing, but I'm definitely going to have to keep coming back to my roots. So we'll see how many we can do.
Yeah, no worries. It's been said you can wring raw emotions from single notes. And on that vein, who has had the most influence on you as a guitar player?
Well, I mean, that's a tricky one. I mean, you know, Gary Moore was the one that inspired me, first of all, as far as really fully following the blues. And with him, again, he came from a very hard rock sort of background. So that sort of appealed to me, the intensity and the way he plays. And other artists who have a lot of intensity that have inspired me, not so much in the way, not so much in the notes they play, but how they play.
Right.
Would be Buddy Guy would be one of them, and also Albert Collins. And they really have a ferocity, and they really go for the jugular when they're playing the notes, and you can feel that explosion
yeah.
when they play. It's not measured like you know an Eric Clapton or a Joe Bonamassa. It's not measured. It's just like, oh, here you go, here's the emotion.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, big, you know, paint brushes on the canvas.
Yeah, and it's...
You know, and it's very emotional, it comes across very emotional, and that's what appeals to me.
Yeah. So your music roots are in the past, but you're very much a contemporary blues artist. You're redefining these sounds from the past?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, I see blues as a contemporary thing. You know, if you think about B.B. King, he was playing contemporary music. Robert Johnson was playing contemporary music.
Yep.
You know, Gary Clark Jr. is playing contemporary music, and so is Eric Gale. So you've got to look at that and say, well, that's how blues is meant to be played. I mean, we can all go back and just try to imitate a style from 50 years ago and try to dress up like someone from 50 years ago, but to me, that's not really appealing.
It's just an evolution.
Yeah, you know, like, that's the beauty of music. The beauty of music is it's always creative and changing. And
yeah.
That's what I want to embrace. And I've got some very interesting influences, and they're going to come through. If I'm being honest with my music, they're going to come through.
Sure. I notice you do, I think it's the opening track on the new album, you do Boom Boom, of course, John Lee Hooker, with Dave Hole. How much of an inspiration has Dave's career been to you?
That's an understatement. That's a massive inspiration. You know, coming from Perth, it's like the most isolated major city on the planet. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're miles away from everyone. And you can get the mindset of, you know, sort of stuck. Being stuck here sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that Dave Hole became so big in the worldwide blues industry, he was the first non-US artist to be signed to Alligator Records, which is the biggest blues label in the world, you know, the most revered one, and then toured the world as one of the top blues guitarists in the 90s, and that was incredibly inspirational. You know, as far as Perth and West Australia here, we tend to be proud of, you know, success that comes from here. It's the same with every city. Every city is proud of its sons and daughters.
Yeah.
And a lot of articles in the press here about Dave Hole, and it was very inspiring, definitely.
Yeah. No, it just struck me you're both sort of taking the same path, I think. And I know Dave doesn't record for Alligator now, but he did for many years and was a world-known player.
Yeah. He was, you know, everybody wanted to see him live, and it was a very big thing. And he's just got that sound that is so perfect. He's just got this perfect sound, and it's just amazing and incredible and inspiring.
Well, maybe we'll see Matty T. Wall on Alligator Records pretty soon.
No, you never know. I think we're in different times now. In the 90s, that was back in the days of labels and CDs, and these days it's more about doing things on your own, which means there's a lot of artists out there and they don't get the cut through, but you've got to dig to find them. And you know, it doesn't come to you, you've got to go to it.
Yep.
All we're in now, you know?
No, I spoke to the guys at Alligator a few months back, and they speak very fondly of Dave.
Yeah.
Where do you think your music will go from here, Matty?
Well, it's ever evolving, you know, and I'm always writing songs, and I'll be coming back to some of those blues roots with the Trans-Pacific series, but as far as the original stuff, you know, like I said, my influences are electric blues, but then also very heavy music. So trying to make that work in a cohesive way that's appealing to the ear, that'll be, I think that's going to be a lifetime challenge, because it's very difficult, I can tell you that.
Yeah, so you might do albums of different genre.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just trying to create a new sound that I don't from any sort of artist. There might be someone out there who's doing it. You never know. You know, I've got to dig for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That combination of artists, you know, that heavy metal blues sort of thing, the intensity there. Like, the intensity is in both of those genres of music, as in the air. And like I said, Albert Collins, Buddy Guy, Gary Moore, they've got that intensity when they play. So it's something that is across those same genres, but trying to bring that together, that's going to be my lifetime challenge.
Good luck. What's your touring schedule like, and what's coming up next for Matty?
I'm here in Perth, and I'm also looking at heading over east around Easter time. I'm probably going to be hanging out with Walter Trout as he comes and tours Australia, so that should be fun.
Yeah, sounds like it. And thank you for joining us, Matty. All the best with the sales on the new album, and hopefully we'll get to see you live one day. Thanks, Matty. And here's Matty T. Wall with opening track of his album Trans-Pacific Blues Volume 1, Boom Boom, featuring Dave Hull.
Down, knock you off your feet, take you home with me to in my house. Boom, 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 boom. I love to see you walk down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk. Like it like that. You talk like that. Really knocks me dead. Right off my feet. Yeah.
the rockin'est blues on Blues Beat.
The latest and best in blues.
You can be my trinket, 'cause you got such a shine. You can be my trinket, 'cause you got such a shine. Give me some of your time. You catch my eye and you distract my mind. Well, you catch my eye and you distract my mind. You don't have to love me, just give me some of your time.
Can't help himself. That's Johnny Bergen, You're My Trinket, from the album Johnny Bergen Alive. Here's Ash Grunwald featuring Terry Evans from the album Mojo We Take, Whipping Boy. You're travelling on the Blues Beat with Jeff Pegler.
Well, you can meet me. Well, I want you to.
Don't wanna be a weeping boy. The latest and best in blues. Bluesbeatradio.com.
Jennifer Magnus and 110 in the Shade from her album Change in the Weather. She does John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival tunes on that album. Here's Lloyd Spiegel, Old Wounds, from his new album Cut and Run.
got no feeling in my fingertips. Burned by cigarettes, cut by steel. Oh,
buddy, this is Beth Hart. You're listening to Blues Beat with Jeff Pegler. Love you, man. You're such a good dude. Thank you guys for having me.
Hello, my friend. Deal me on in and give me them dice to roll. You got the quick, but I got slow gin and plenty of money to throw. Well, backtrack and strut about it. Long for the days belong, yeah. Ace, ace, king, 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 my God-given name. Hear the lucky lady sing, sing, sing. And I don't mind soul searching for a little more. And you said, child, early or how to child, I get it. And little more, and back up, up on top. Won't quit till I drop. My time's like a clock. I can never stop. I can't miss a thing. I swear on my ring. Hear the lucky lady sing, 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 and I. So hit me again and make them
Heart, Try a Little Harder from her War in My Mind album. That brings to almost a close for Blues Beat this week. Glad you could make it. Hope you enjoyed the music, and of course we'll do it all again next week. Wherever you're listening in Australia, around the world, you're invited to tune in. Hope you do. Blues Beat has been produced and presented by Jeff Pegler from the studios in Junction City, Wentworth, New South Wales. We'll go out with Diane Blue from her album Look for the Light. This is Easy, Easy Baby.
Easy, easy, easy baby. Test you all over time, and you went and turned around. Now you started chasing me. Why won't you let me be? So easy. Easy, easy, baby. Take it easy.